Hey, Chevra. Although we spoke all about Yom Kippur and preparing for Yom Kippur, we can't forget the Parsha. Parsha Vayelech. Even being a very small Parsha, tremendous chizuk and zoras for each and every one of us, and surely a lesson to take into Yom Kippur as we have to live with the Parsha. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that he's not going to continue with them. The pasuk says, Paraglam al pasuk beis vayomerlim ben meav esrim shana anochi hayom. I'm 120 years old today. Lo uchal od latseis vilavo. I'm no longer able to go out and come in. Hashem amar elai lo saver seyard zeh. Hashem told me I'm not going to pass over the Jordan River. We need to appoint and give over the leadership to Yeshua ben Nun. So what does that mean? Lo ucha ol latzeis v'lavo. I'm no longer able to go out and come in. What is that? What's the significance of that? Just say, I'm 120 years old, and Hashem told me I can't pass over the Jordan. What do you mean, lo ucha ol latzeis v'lavo? So I saw a tremendous Torah from the Halev Imri Yosef of Spinka. He brings down first a Torah from the Irga Dekal, again from the Mei Sascher and Parshas Pinchas. Because we find very similar Lashon, but a Kefal Lashon, a redundant Lashon, in Parshas Pinchas, Perchav Zayin, where Moshe initially is anointing Yeshua as a leader, and says, Asher Yetze, that the leader should be someone, Asher Yetze Lifnehem, Vasher Yovel Lifnehem, that goes out in front of them, the people, and goes and comes in front of the people, and then it continues Vasher Yotziim Vasher Yivim, and goes out and comes in. So obviously, what is this redundant language? Goes out and comes in front of them, and goes out and goes in. What's going on? So look, Igor Tachala says, a true manig Yisrael, a true leader. Remember, every one of us can be a leader. You don't need to be called a leader to be a leader. But a true manig is someone who cares deeply about every other member of Klal Yisrael and is giving over their life for others and mevatel themselves for others and giving over their time for others and trying to help others, whether physically help others, emotionally help others, giving etzah, advice. That being said, every tzaddik needs time with the Eibishter as well. Needs time in his bodhis, needs time for tefillah, needs time to connect. How is the tzaddik able and have a das Torah and the ability to give over and a ruchnias and a kedusha? So the tzaddik has to have some relationship with Hashem as well and some time when they're also away from the tzibur in order to connect to the Rabbi Nishlam, the master of the universe, and have that kesher that gives him the clarity to be able to give all the etzah and give over his whole life to others. So it has to be that proper balance. Every tzaddik has to find that balance. But the Gedekal explains even all that time, a true tzaddik, even all that time that he's away, is really all for the tzibur anyways. It's only that he's able to be give back. It's only that he's able to be mechazek, in mitzorer, and that's why he needs that time with the Eibishter. So that's the emphasis he says over here in Parshas Pinchas. That why is it redundant that you're going to be someone that goes out and comes in with the tzibur? Of course you're with them. But the redundancy, it's adding in that asher yetze lifneyem, v'asher yavo lifneyem, that you're always lifneyem, a true leader, whether you're with your people and giving etzah and being mechazek and leading them, or even you went away from them. You're only going away because you're lifneyem and only to come back to them with that chizik, with that azoris. And that's what the yetze v'yavo means, lefidei gedekala. And that's the mark of a true leader, is someone who his whole life is giving over to others, even when he's away and building himself, it's only for others. Moshe Rabbeinu says, whatever this means, but the Imri Yosef says it, that Moshe Rabbeinu understood, Vayomer Aleihem, he said to his people, Lo ucha od latzeitz v'lavo. I hit a point in my life where I no longer can do it all. I no longer can always be lifneihem. The leitzeis v'yavo is that is a remez to the Yetzer V'Yavo of Parshas Pinchas. And it's saying, I can't be Lo'ucho Od. I can't be that leader that can give over to you everything. I've hit a point in my life where it's time to go up to Shemayim, to just be with Hashem, to Yetze, but no longer Lefneim. And that's the mark that no longer could I be a leader. Once Lo'uchal Od Lases V'Lavo, Hashem Amar Elai Lo Saver Zayar Nizah. If you can't give it all over to the people, then you're no longer their leader. And each and every one of us needs to know that each and every one of us needs to be a Manig Yisrael. And what does it mean? I don't mean you have to be a Rav. I don't mean you have to be a Rabbi. I don't mean you have to be a leader of a Chesed organization. I spoke about my Zaidi before, who's Yortzeit Esnai Yitzchak B'Moshe HaKohen, Zchusu Yogin Aleinu, who's Nesham Shem Aliyah, who was not a Rav, was not a Rabbi, did not have a big title, was a tzaddik. And the biggest reason he was a tzaddik was every moment he cared and gave to others. He put others above himself, always. The way he treated every person that walked into his store with respect. I'll never forget the way, anytime we go out to eat with him, the way he treat every waiter, every waitress, he would call over. You know, we go to a restaurant and we leave tips, right? Whatever the standard tip you're supposed to give, you leave a tip. He would call over, whenever we were going out to eat, he'd call over the busboy, the ones that give you the water, and they clear the table, or whatever it might be, and he'd give them a tip also, to make them feel good. Every time. The little things, to care for others. To make a leader of Klal Yisrael, someone always looking for others and caring for others, and even in their own personal life, when they're connected to Hashem, is only utilizing that to give to others and care for others. We're going into Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur there's such emphasis on our Bein Adam Makom. There's such emphasis, I'm in shul davening all day, I don't talk to anybody else. My Rebbe, Rav Nachman Finkel, Zeicher Tzadik L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, always used to tell us, Leil Yom Kippur, when his Rebbe, the Rashiva, Rav Chaim Shalevitz, would speak, every single year, what would he speak about, Kol Nidre night, after davening? Only about Bein Adam Mechavera. Only about caring for others and giving to others. You're giving me this Harachamim, Hashem, Hashem, Kelracham, Mechanan. We're supposed to be emulating those. That's Tavoda, time and time again, over Yom Kippur. We're supposed to be living those. Yasu Kaseder Zeh, like the Gemara says. Not just say them, live them, emulate them. That's what makes one into a leader for Klal Yisrael. To always be mevat yourself for others, giving to others, caring for others, both in our Gashmias and in our Ruchmias. Giving to others always. And if you can't, that's when there no longer could be a leader in Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah, we should be zoicha. To mevat yourself to others, to give to others. And Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that. He sees the achtos of Klal Yisrael. The ava in Klal Yisrael. So we're going to be mechaber for the sinas chinam. We'll bring back Beis HaMikdash. Karav Yamenu. The avodasam. Kohanim b'avodasam. Leave Mishirim Zimram. B'mehera b'yamenu b'ez Hashem b'barach. B'shem g'marach z'metoyva. B'simcha f'obrach. And hailu g'shabes kodesh. Shabes kodesh. Shabes, Shabes kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb
I'm the time.